Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Just Life with Cicely and Sonia. Today we have a really exciting episode for you guys. We actually have a topic picked out. So we always start every episode off with a little life recap, and Cicely and I haven't seen each other in so long, so this is probably going to be longer than usual, but Cicely, you can start. Or
Actually,
no, I'll go.
yeah, you go
Yeah,
ahead.
I'll go. So yeah, life is like happening so quickly. I signed a lease for an apartment in Chicago, and I'm moving in May with two of my girlfriends. So I'm so excited about that. I feel like it's just, you know, everything is kind of coming together, and job searching has been stressful, but I think I'm like pretty confident about a few things. I'm not going to say anything yet just because I don't really want to jinx anything, or, you know, like I don't really know what is going to happen. So I won't really mention that. But other than that, I've been traveling a lot. I was in Arizona and Vegas, and I broke my phone in Arizona and like did not have a phone for days in Vegas, which was like actually pretty surreal. Like, do you know how that feeling, like life is so different when you don't have a phone?
I think that's like a coming to age moment for like everyone. Maybe it's just like certain girls, whatever. But I also broke my phone on vacation one year. I was in Daytona, Florida. And this was like the time when social media was starting to get big. And like, do you remember like those vloggers that would post travel videos?
Like Alexa Friend.
Yes, or like Indy Blue. So
Okay.
I went
Yeah.
to
Oh, yeah.
spring. Yeah. So I went to spring break that year, and I was like, I'm going to make one of these travel videos. Like, it's going to be awesome. Which honestly, like, I was so proud of it. It was so good. Like, music, perfect, everything. So we're at IHOP, and I sat my phone like on the table, and it was cracked because I cracked it a long time ago. And the waitress came over and like bumped the table, knocked maple syrup, and it fell on my phone.
Oh,
So,
that's.
yeah, I think it's a coming to age moment though. Everyone breaks their phone. Yeah. So
But
how did you
it,
break yours?
So this, I guess, when I was in Ireland a few months ago, I was going from Italy to Ireland, and in the air, I just dropped my phone and it cracked. Like the entire backside of my screen, or like backside of my phone cracked, because the back of the new phones is glass. So it cracks really easily. And it jacked up my SIM card. So it was basically like I had an iPod in Ireland, because I could like use my phone and Wi-Fi, but I couldn't, you know, it was like my texting number was my email. So it's like I didn't really have a SIM card in Ireland. So I came back and I got it fixed. And the guy was like, like you should probably like get a new phone. And I was like, yeah, like I will eventually, but I had no intentions of getting a new phone because whatever. Then I'm in Arizona and I'm just holding my phone in my hand. Like, just holding my phone in my hand. And it's like, I don't even know how I can show you how, because I have my phone, whatever. I'm holding it and I just look down at it and the entire screen is just yellow, like a bright yellow. And it was so weird. Like, anytime I would unlock and like, it would turn yellow. So I could hear like notifications and stuff, but I just couldn't see anything on the screen. So
Wow.
I had no phone. And it was like being somewhere like Vegas for the first time, like I wanted to take pictures and stuff, and it gets like annoying asking people to use their phone. So I didn't get any pictures really, like at all.
Oh.
But it was still a lot of fun.
So did you feel like you were more in the moment because you don't have your phone, or were you just kind of
Yeah,
pissed that you didn't have your phone?
literally had to be. And then at night, I'm like, what do? Like, I can't just go to bed. Like, I had to go on my phone or something. So I had to go to bed, like, with the TV on every night, which I normally do not do. But, yeah, and then I came home, and I had to wait and, like, order a phone. So I didn't even get a phone, like, the day I came back. I got it, like, that, which isn't a big deal. But Yeah. And then, like, I couldn't get in any of my social medias because everything requires an access code that is only sent to my phone. So it's just like, it was honestly like really nice, low key. Like, having, there was nothing I could do. So I was just like, eh,
Yeah.
embracing like the no cell phone age. So
Wow,
yeah.
how long did you go without it?
4 days.
Okay, I mean, still 4 days is a lot, so.
Yeah, like in the grand scheme of things, it's like not that long, but it being even like going to the airport and not having a phone. Like,
Yeah.
I bought the book, The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo. Have you ever heard of it? Okay, so I bought that book, and I had to buy a book at the airport because I was like, I don't know what I'm gonna do on the airplane. Like, I don't know, there
Yeah, and
really
like you're in a
nothing.
place you've never been. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah. So, and I could have probably fell asleep on the airplane, but I was like, it's a longer flight, like Vegas to Chicago. So I was like, I need some form of entertainment. And so I basically like almost finished that book on the flight.
Wow.
So yeah, that's my life update. Anyways, my new phone is currently like what you guys are on, but I don't really have a good setup like Sicily because I am moving. So it just feels kind of stupid to like, not stupid, but it feels like I really want to like perfect it when I move. So
Yeah,
yeah.
and mine looks perfect on this end, but on the other end,
Hey,
you don't want to
nobody
see
needs
it.
to know about that,
Yeah, I
All
have
that matters is what's on the screen.
Ben called it a risk, so I'm
Oh,
going
a
a
hazard.
hazard. Yes, so next time, hopefully, I'll have like an actual table because I just have a bunch of stuff stacked up.
I got Invisalign too.
Oh, how do you
And I
like
know
it?
that's not exciting, but like, I do really like it, actually. I only have it on the top, so it's not really even a big deal, but like, hygiene is even more on point, like, because you have to brush after everything you eat. So I literally brush my teeth like 30 times, 40 times a day.
No,
But
yeah,
it's
I'm glad you
it.
mentioned that because I'm thinking about getting Invisalign. That was one of my New Year's resolutions, like to straighten my teeth up. So I'm glad you like it.
You should do it. It's so like simple and it's really easy and it really doesn't hurt. Like, braces hurt. Like, I was pretty miserable when I first got my braces on, but this is like nothing. It's like if you wear your retainer for the first time in a long time,
Gotcha. Yeah. That makes sense.
So
All right, yeah, maybe
yeah.
I'll try it. Very
Now
cool.
your turn. Sorry that I was like rambling.
No, it's all good. So, I'm 3 months into my job, and last time we talked, I think I was talking more about like how it was like really stressful trying to adapt to everything and just kind of like feel normal from like just moving and everything. It was like a really big push, and like I felt like I couldn't catch up. So at the end of February, I had like a breakthrough and I was like, okay, I actually feel like I know what I'm doing. Like I can breathe, which is huge because I felt like I was running on a treadmill like nonstop. So I felt like more confident and more like knowing what I was doing and just being myself. Like I could do what I needed to do. So it kind of ties in with our topic today. I know we both mentioned the word, kind of like a little tease, but we're going to be talking about confidence. And I'm so serious when I say this. Every time we mention a comment or like a topic we're going to talk about, it directly correlates with my life. Like it always is the right time in the right place in the right conversation. So hopefully the people listening out there are like, what?
It's literally free therapy. Free
Yeah.
therapy.
Free therapy. And I feel like people listening too, like I can tell like by the numbers and whatever, like it's probably correlating with you too. Like you are probably needing this episode. And even if we help one person, like that's what our goal is. So confidence. Before we get like too nitty-gritty into like the topic, I wanted to like start with this. And it is that confidence in our world, I think, has the wrong definition. Like when people think of confidence, I think they're thinking of the wrong thing. I think a lot of people think confidence is like when you walk into a room, you are better than everyone. And confidence really is you being able to walk in a room and not have to compare yourself to anyone because you know who you are and you were like confident.
Yeah, that's
So,
the epitome of confidence. Yeah.
right. So,
Yeah, that, you're right, completely.
and I think a lot of people get it mixed up, like, oh, I want to be confident. And they see these people who have more of like an ego confidence. Like, no, confidence, you shouldn't have to put yourself out there and be like this big egotistic person. Like, confidence should be being humble and being like yourself, and you don't care what others think. So, yeah, I want to go ahead.
No, I just feel like, confidence is feeling like you don't have to compete with others whatsoever.
Yeah.
But I think that the one thing about confidence is like everybody can be confident. Like anybody can be confident. And I see a TikTok, there's an audio from, I want to say it's from Euphoria, but I think it's Maddie Euphoria saying like, well, the thing about confidence is nobody really knows when it's real or not, but it's so easy to fake it, like nobody can tell the difference between when you're faking confidence versus you actually are really confident.
And just like the old
So,
saying, fake it until you make it,
yeah, of course.
you have to. And confidence is more of a skill. It's not like you inherit confidence. Like, you have to build it.
For sure. Yeah, and it definitely is something that you can really build up over time. And I think that confidence is something that I really am trying to work on, especially in the sense of like now that I'm seriously like interviewing for jobs and stuff. And if it comes down to me versus 30 other applicants for a job, like what's going to stick out to that person is how I carried myself. And if I walked in that room confidently, like knowing who I am as a person, and despite if I get this job or not, like I still know who I am.
Yeah.
So I'm,
And there's a whole new like level of confidence that I've had going into my job, which we'll get to in a little bit. But would you consider yourself to be a confident person?
yes and no. I definitely like, I think it's kind of hard to say because there are days when I feel on top of the world and I feel so good and so confident, but just like I'm sure for everybody else, there are days when I literally like have zero confidence and I'm not really proud of maybe myself for like my work, stuff like that, So it's kind of like I have my on and off days, but for the most part, I would say that I'm a pretty confident person. Like I know who I am and I think I own it. And I accept who I am. Like, I'm proud of who I am. And above that, I think I just really like I am who I am unapologetically. And to me,
And
like
yeah.
that's confident.
And I mean this as a
How about
compliment. I think you are so confident. I think you are probably one of the most confident people I've ever met. So I really mean that as a compliment. I agree,
hearing
like,
you say that, it reiterates the idea that like you don't really know when somebody is actually confident or they're just faking it. Like there are so many times when I don't really feel it, but fake it till you make it, So that's nice to hear that.
yeah, no, I would consider myself to be a pretty confident person too. Like, of course, I have my struggles. Everyone does. And there are days where I feel like a piece of garbage. But for the most part, I think I'm confident. I think in my career that I'm in, you have to be confident. I
For
mean,
sure.
I think we're proving a point right now. Like, I feel like having a podcast, putting yourself out there, like, you have to be pretty confident to do that.
Especially because like people are gonna have their opinions, people are gonna talk. Like there's probably so many people like who like watch this maybe not for the right reason or because they have something to say about
Hey.
me or you. Like, and that's fine. Like again, I am confident in who I am and the things that I do, and I'm proud of, of course I've made my mistakes and I'm not like proud of everything I've done, but I like the person who I am.
And
And
we've
you're
talked about it before, like, not everyone's going to like you. And there's this one quote I love. It's not everyone's going to like you, but not everyone likes chocolate cake.
That's
And I
very
mean, you can substitute any dessert. I always do ice cream because I love ice cream. But if you really think about it, like you're not going to be everyone's cup of tea. And that's
Yeah.
okay. Not everyone's probably your cup of tea.
Yeah, also very true. yeah, I wouldn't say I'm like the most loved person ever, but it also you like value that on, it's not about like the quantity, but the quality of the people. You don't need to be the freaking loved person on earth, but the people who do care about you, like those are the people who should matter.
And if you're
So.
striving to be like the most loved person on earth, you are chasing after the wrong thing. And like you will never be happy if you're putting all of your
Yeah.
confidence into someone else. So yeah, I think that goes back to the misconception with confidence. Like people who are confident don't care about what others think. They don't. They put themselves first. And I think there's another misconception that confident people don't have anxiety, they don't have worries.
That's so BS. Oh my gosh. Like, that couldn't be further from the truth.
Yeah, and I think they're just better at coping with it and not showing it. But I think that's huge. I think people, when they think of confident people, they think, oh, they don't have worries, they don't have stresses in the world. Like they're just confident.
Yeah, I think that confident people are also the more willing to take risks. Like, if it's going to come down to you and someone else who gets the job, they're going to want the person who, did that extra mile. Maybe that person who, did a little, like, was able to carry the conversation better. Like, you're going to stick out to that person more. But I think that now, especially more than ever, these past few months, I've been feeling more confident, in myself mentally, but also physically. Like, I obviously, think that my confidence really blossomed after I went through a breakup. It really made me like rediscover who I was as a person. And that's where like I really feel like I've found my new confidence. And it goes in both like how much I believe in myself and knowing how much I can accomplish. And also like I'm like, dang, like I like myself. I feel good about myself.
Right. And confidence is a skill. It's not a trait. You don't have confidence. You have to build confidence. And to build things, you have to try new things, get out of that comfort zone, because that's how you grow. That's how you do confidence. I remember there was a time where I talked about this on the people pleasing episode, where I was like literally so scared to say no to people. Like I would just say yes to whatever. And it would be like so stupid. It'd be like if a waitress came up and asked if I like wanted a refill, I could not say no. Like I'd be like, yeah, thanks. Even if I didn't want it. So
Well,
I
no,
you
right,
feel
go.
that?
No, completely, yeah.
Yeah. So I like acknowledged that I had a problem, and then I started to do things to break that and to build my confidence. So one of the things I did was to say no to people. Like just say no, like just give no explanation, just flat out say no and walk away. And it was hard, like really hard at first. But every time I did it, it got easier and easier. So like little stuff like that, I think builds confidence in a way because you're pushing yourself to do something uncomfortable.
Yeah,
One.
and that's smart. Like the one place where I need to build confidence is the nail salon. When I don't like my nails, like I think I'd rather get shot in my kneecaps than like tell the person that I don't like them. It's like all my confidence goes out the door, and I don't know how I can change that or fix that. Like
Okay,
one
well,
time.
this is perfect. So next time you're at the nail salon, say
No.
something. No, you have to. You have to. Now you have
No.
to. Because next episode, I'm going to ask you about it. So.
He's gonna be like, "Did you like the color?" And I'm gonna be like, "No." Is the shape good? No. No explanation. He's like, "Oh, that's it." Nope. That's a good place to practice your confidence, though. If it didn't cost an arm and a freaking leg, I would encourage everyone to go out and practice confidence at the nail salon.
But little stuff like that builds your confidence, and trying new things and like talking to different kind of people you normally wouldn't
Sure.
talk to.
Yeah. I'm
Been
like joining a volleyball league this summer, like a beach volleyball league. And guess what? I don't play sports. I'm not super athletic. I don't play volleyball, but it's like I'm moving to a new place. And what's the point of moving somewhere new if I'm just gonna do the same things that I would do here? Like, I would never join a volleyball league at home, but in the city, like, that sounds amazing, you know?
Right.
So, and stepping out of your comfort zone, like, that really, like, I know that that's gonna benefit me a lot. Like, I had to take an acting class 1 year in college, and did I want to? No, but it really, like, helped boost my confidence and, like, own being the center of attention in a room.
Yeah.
So.
Ben and I went to a mixer the other day at our apartment to meet new people and whatever, and like it's a little intimidating at first. You're like, oh, I don't know, like I don't know anybody here. How if people have like their cliques already, like going in there, like it was a little nerve-wracking, but I was like, no, I want to meet new people and get out there. And we did, and we had a great time. But if you stop where fear tries to stop you, you will never be happy, because there are situations where you will miss out if you don't push yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, that's the difference between like you and that person getting the job, like that taking that risk, and you know, who's more confident in themselves. So I'm trying to work on that, and I wish that's something that honestly we like learn how to build your professional confidence some more in college, because you do like assignments and projects and stuff, presentations, but I
And
don't know, maybe
that,
other schools had that, but ours really not much.
and now being in here, I can tell you it's every college, because no college will prepare you for your career. Like, I hate to break it
Yeah.
to you, but it won't. But that's a perfect transitioning point, because I this is something I really want to talk about. So you said that you have been feeling really confident the last 3 months. I have felt the opposite. I have felt awful. And like going into a new job where I was just thrown in, like I talked about last episode, it's terrifying, one. And two, like you just keep failing. Like no matter what you do, like you don't know what you're doing. So you were going to fail. Like it felt like being set up to fail. And my old friend, self-doubt, kept coming back. And that's something with confidence. Like it's going to stop your confidence because you have this self-doubt. Like, oh, am I even like, am I supposed to have this job? Like, am I good enough? Am I doing good enough? Like, it, there was this little voice in my head that just kept talking and talking and talking. And then I think it was like when I started like figuring out, like, okay, calm down. I started reevaluating myself. And I first asked myself, like, okay, are all these things that my mind is saying, are these true? Like, am I not qualified? And then I start playing it back. I'm totally qualified. And then I'm looking at people around me, and I'm asking, like, do you think I'm doing good? And they're like, oh yeah, you're doing great. And like, I didn't actually ask them, but like people were telling me like I did great. So I'm like, okay, well, I have people telling me I'm great. I have the qualifications that make me here. My boss obviously thought I was good enough to be here.
Yeah,
And
of
then
course.
last week I got reporter of the week. So I have all these accomplishments proving my point. So I've gotten like so much more confident. And I think with
Yeah.
stuff like this, it just has to be time.
Graduate over time.
But this is the worst self-doubt that I've experienced in a long time. And I
And
almost
you know
forgot
what?
about it.
You probably are like, I'm sure probably so many people relate to you more than you know, because entering the workforce like that, it's free. And I feel like when I really, you know, like I obviously have the job, but like when I enter corporate America or whatever I end up doing, like it's nerve-wracking for anybody. And you know, you really just have to like throw yourself in it and embrace it. And you know, you're so young, starting such a crazy, like intense career, and I applaud you for that. I really do. But like, of course you're gonna feel like you're new to this. It's something like in every job you learn as you go, you know? Like you just have to go for it. And you've gotten over that hump. So now like you can focus on improving and being a better reporter every day.
And with
But
that,
congratulations.
I thank you.
Yeah,
And
you're
with
welcome.
that, I want to say like self-doubt is normal. If you don't have self-doubt, like you are not normal. I'm sorry. Like it's normal to doubt yourself because we're all human and there's probably going to be somebody better out there than us or someone we think is better than us. But self-doubt is normal. But the way you react to it is going to determine how you feel in the long run.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I had really, and I still do, like self-doubt is something that I just try and suppress. But growing up, like I was never super confident in myself when it came to academics. Like, I don't know, I just always felt super behind and I had a lot of self-doubt and I thought like I could never do it. And therefore, that really hurt me in the long run. And the minute that I realized like I can do it anything I want, especially like school-wise, I felt unstoppable. So,
Yeah.
but like self-doubt really is, it's the worst feeling.
It is. And I kind of forgot about it because like I've been so confident in like school and everywhere because I was there for so long and I
You're
built up this confidence. But also going back to self-doubt, I think athletes deal with a lot of self-doubt. Like one bad practice, it'll like stay in your mind. It'll linger. Like, why did I miss that last goal? Why did I do that? And I mean, my self-doubt in soccer was, oh, I mean, I would talk to my coach and he would be like, where is your confidence? He's like, you're a good player, but you have no confidence. And it's really weird because in high school, I was super confident. And I went to a smaller high school, but before my injuries, I was like super confident player. I played club with all the girls I went to college with, super
Yeah.
confident player. So after my injuries, I had this like self-doubt of like, oh, you'll never be the player you once were. You don't want to get hurt again. Like, you can't do that.
Yeah.
And I did recover, but like, I did feel self-doubt there. And that was something I had to overcome. But I felt that again in my career, but I nibbed it in the bud. Like, I was like, we're not doing this. So I went back and, like I said, three steps. One, ask yourself, are these things that you're saying, do they have any truth to them? Two, look around. Are people telling you you're doing a good job? Or are they like giving you like the, oh my gosh, what are you doing look? And then three, are there things that are proving the opposite? Like, are you getting awards? Are you hired for that job? For one, like, you would not be in that position if someone did not think you were good enough.
That's true. Yeah. Very, very true. And I can speak on like my brother tore his ACL and he did it playing a sport. So I can speak on, firsthand seeing that it also affected him. And, once an injury like that happens for an athlete, like that fear of never getting back to the place where they once were, like that's very real. I'm sure so many people understand and can relate to that.
Especially with
So,
the ACL injury is 80% mental. 80% mental. So it's only 20% pain and like physical. 80%
Yeah.
mental. Like that is
Yeah. And
crazy.
my brother, even to this day, talks about it being like one of the most challenging experiences he's ever gone through, like getting, healing and recovering and the mental difficulty. And yeah, so it really takes a tough person to be able to persevere through something like that.
Yeah, so for
But
the people out there who like had an ACL, I always joke that we're like a community because when people see my scars, they're like, "Oh my gosh, ACL." And it's like a cute
yeah.
little like thing, but it's almost like trauma bonding. We're like, "Oh, we've all been through it, like we know how it is." But it really is mental. It's so mental.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And so you have, so I don't know if you've talked about this on previous episodes, but you are the founder of, is it like a blog where you
Oh,
people?
the Mind Power Foundation.
Yes, the
So,
founding.
Yeah, so my best friend's brother actually started it, and he's like the CEO. And it's this program where athletes can have like a safe space to talk about mental health and just have a community to support one another. So it's really cool. I mean, I'm friends with athletes all over the nation at like really cool schools. Like I know a girl who went to Harvard and played softball. Like what?
So
But
you like, did you write stories for it?
yeah, so
Okay.
I think I did write one vlog about my injuries because that's something I'm really passionate about. But I also run their social media. So like all their posts on there are from me. And a lot of the posts I do are like, you are a human before you are an athlete, which I could do a whole episode on that
Yeah.
because athletics is
And we
just.
definitely, I obviously wasn't an athlete, so it'll be interesting to hear like what it's like growing up from an athlete's perspective, you know. But I just wanted you to pick that foundation because obviously if there is somebody who's listening who has dealt with an injury, you know, maybe even not sports related necessarily, but that is a good place where you can also turn to, you know,
Yeah.
to.
Any athletes out there, if you struggle with physical health, mental health, or just want to have a community, follow the Mind Power Foundation. It's a great company. Like, I literally, it's like my passion project. I love it so much.
Yeah, so, but yeah, I can't even imagine going through an injury. I have never even broken a bone, really. I had a hairline fracture in my nose, but you know, like I've never broken a bone like that. And I saw how it affected my brother, and that made me really sad because it does tear down people's confidence a lot. But it is also very notable, like, how much harder people come back from stuff like that, you know, like I see how tough you are, how tough my brother is.
It does make you
So
stronger. I mean, your comeback, you have to work. But like I've said like a billion times just now, it's mental. It's like the biggest obstacle in the ACL injury is getting over that mental block. And honestly, like I still probably am not totally over it.
yeah, I mean, same goes with him, like. But hey, the comeback is always bigger than the setback.
Yes, love it. But yeah,
Yeah.
I think there's other things that can affect your confidence too, like not just physical injuries, but maybe somebody laughed at you when you messed up talking. I don't know. This is just an example for me. I'm a news anchor, so I literally have to read the teleprompter, and when I mess up a word,
Yeah.
it sucks. Like I hate messing up. And it doesn't help when I get a bunch of messages saying like, "Oh, that's not how you pronounce that word." Like it sucks and that does hurt your confidence. But you can't let it get to you. Like people make mistakes
Everyone's
and
human.
everyone's human. And I want to talk about one last thing with confidence.
Yeah.
And that's confidence is not the same thing as self-esteem. Confidence is a skill you have to build. Self-esteem is like how you view yourself and how you see yourself. So they're
That's
two
very true.
different things. And I think a lot of people get those confused. So I really wanted to
Yeah.
mention that.
Don't worry about, yeah, but it is easy obviously to like mix up the two
Oh,
because
yeah.
like you said in the beginning of the episode, a lot of people interpret confidence as something completely different than what it really is. You know, like people think confidence is like, oh, do I feel like the hottest person in this room right now? The you know, like, so you're right, like it's completely different, but this is a good way to like point out, you know, because I never thought of it, but like confidence is a skill you build, really. You know, I'm like, some people don't. Like, no, anybody can really be confident if you want to.
Yeah.
So, and it's just like reiterating that to yourself, like, I'm confident, like, I believe in myself, I can achieve things. And that's something I do a lot this year is like, I have never felt more confident in my life. And, you know, hearing how your confidence can get torn down when starting a new career. Like, it's definitely scary to hear that, but you're gonna struggle in anything you start new that's like, that's foreign to you, really. So, you just have to embrace it and take it all on. And look at how you like persevered through it. So,
Yeah, I mean, it was hard though. I was like questioning everything I did. Like, am I cut out for this? Am I good enough? Like, the self-doubt monster. I'm gonna call it a monster because that's how it felt. Like, it just felt like it was screaming at me and like, are you good enough? No. Like, you have to question that little voice in your head. Like, does it have any truth to it?
and I think something about like my anxiety, because I would say, yes, I am a confident person, but I struggle very badly with anxiety. And something that I think is like confidence based that affects my anxiety is the constant idea that, like, am I doing enough? Like, am I, is the things that I'm doing now enough for the future? So I get anxiety that, like, I'm not doing enough, and like that alone like tears down my confidence, so it's hard. But I don't know, like, what is your number one piece of advice to somebody who's like really in a position you were just recently in? Like, how did you like mentally cope with the things that you couldn't really change?
Yeah, so I would say first acknowledge it. Like, say I have this little voice in my head that's like questioning everything I do and saying I'm not good enough and that I'm not cut out for this. And then second, like I said, just think if there's any truth to it. Is there any evidence backing these claims up? And then flip it. Is there any evidence to go against it? Honestly, I love lists. I think I've mentioned this. I love making like pros and cons lists. Make a list of like the self-doubt, like this is for and this is against. Because I promise you, there's gonna be a huge long list of going against that self-doubt. Then there'll be like two or three things that are gonna go for it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and yeah, I know you're a list person. I've seen your desktop with you and your vision boards. I mean, I guess it's not really a list, but it kind of is.
Yeah.
But I did that this year too. And here's one thing that I list every single day. I start my work day off with a list of in 2024, I will. And I write down all the things that I want to achieve. Like, in 2024, I will be healthy. I will be happy. I will be successful. I'll graduate college. I will get a new job, like, do things that aren't in my comfort zone. And I would say that, like, a lot of things I've been able to check off the list so far. And it's nice to be able to visually look at the things that you want to achieve and then being able to say, like, yeah, I did that.
I love how you
So.
mentioned that because I have a list of like goals for the year and I don't look at it like all the time, like just randomly. So it was March and I was like, I'm gonna look at the list. I've already crossed off three things.
Good for you. How
Like,
many things do you have
what?
on it?
I think I have like maybe 15. I'm trying to find it. So move into a new apartment, get a new car. I already knew those two things were gonna happen. But then I had a number one story picked up by CNN.
Yeah, I saw that. Congratulations. That's
Thank
literally
you.
awesome.
Thank you. But like
You're
I
killing it. Like, literally
some
killing it.
days.
But
But
that's the
yeah.
bitch about it. Sorry. Oh my gosh. But
No,
that's just
you're
like,
good.
that's how life is. Like, some days you're literally on top of the freaking world and CNN's picking up your stories. And other days you pronounce a word wrong. You know what I
Or your
mean? Like,
tripod falls apart and your
yeah.
pictures are all blurry. Like,
But that's just how life is. But that's what makes like the moments like that so much more special, because I can't even imagine how rewarding that felt after, you have been struggling a little bit more,
yeah, no, I literally broke down in tears when I saw the email because I'm like, my hard work is paying off. This is just another example of why I'm here for a reason. I'm doing good. Like I had to, that really helped my self-doubt because it's proving it wrong.
And look, now you have on the counter side of things, you have the proof of, like, you're doing the damn thing.
Exactly.
So good. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
My girl, who's anchor?
And then I have one more advice for confidence, and then I'll turn it to you for your advice. I love to give speeches, which people literally look at me like I'm insane. Like, I love getting in front of people and talking. or like even singing. Like my parents said at a young age, like I think I was 4, I got up in front of everyone at church and started singing because it didn't faze me. I'm fine with it. And a lot of people are like, speaking is like my biggest fear. I think there's some crazy statistic that says that 90% of people would rather be in the coffin at a funeral than give the eulogy. Yeah, like people hate public speaking. And
They
I mean,
do.
I'm like, yeah, no, like people do. So the reason why I like it, I think, is because I force myself to do it and then I realize it's not that bad. But I did that at such an early age that I'm here and it's like, meh.
Yeah, I don't mind public speaking really. It doesn't necessarily bother me, but it is hard. I do notice myself having anxiety tics. Like, if I'm not noticing that, like, I'm kind of moving back and forth, like, those are certain things that I don't really realize. But for the most part, like, I don't have a problem speaking in front of people. Like, that's never been bo like, that's never bothered me, giving speeches or stuff like that. But I do understand where, like, people come from. It is a relatively nerve-wracking thing. So.
100%. And I actually don't like talking to smaller groups. Like, I don't like a room full of 20 people. I'd rather have a room full of 1,000 people
Yeah.
because, like, it's not as personal. But yeah, I think the number one thing to build your confidence is to push yourself to do things that are uncomfortable.
Stepping outside of your comfort zone, which is like the volleyball thing. Like, who knows? Like, I've never really tried to play. Like, I could actually be decent at it, or I could meet so many people doing it. Like, I won't know until I try, and it could just, like, I don't know. It's just the little things like that, like stepping outside of your comfort zone and, expanding or pushing your limits. So
And I
I'm so
think
excited.
another thing to go with that is it's not that deep. I think we overthink ourselves to the limit. Like we overthink everything. Like, oh, was I awkward when I said that? Or I messed up a word. Like they're gonna notice. It's not that deep. And
No, I'm guilty of that, like overthinking
everyone
everything.
is. I,
You know,
yeah.
like, there are things I say, or I'm like, it like literally haunts me, like sick to my stomach. I physically cringe, and I'm like, can't think
No,
about
me
it.
too. Me too.
We all
Actually,
have
that
our,
happened.
but
Yeah. But that's
what?
normal. It's normal. But you have to have that, like, it doesn't matter mentality. It's not that deep.
Because everyone embarrasses themselves, and it's not that deep, and whatever. I kind of just like embrace who I am. I've done so many embarrassing things, like more than I can even, like, there are things that I have really deeply suppressed, like they're so deep down that I choose not to embrace those memories. But who gives a shit? And if I forgot about it, I'm sure everyone else did. So
Amen. I love it. Yeah, no, and I think that's just part of life. Embarrassment is something that we have to go through in this journey. So,
it's a human experience, right?
yeah.
Embarrassment, love, fear, every
Self-doubt.
emotion. Self-doubt, like, it's who we're programmed to be. So, but yeah, but that's crazy because I've always, thought of you as easily the most confident person that I know. Like,
Same with you though. And I think a lot of people think of these people as so confident when, I mean, maybe they're not. Maybe they're just faking it.
fake it till you make it.
Fake it till you
I
make
like,
it.
but
All right. Do you have any more tips on confidence?
no, I think I, made my point. Like, I like fake it till you make it, and I like what you said about confidence is a skill, like something you build gradually. It's something I can definitely work on a little more, but it was nice to hear that you think that I am a confident person. So
You 100% are.
next time we talk, we'll see how far this confidence gets me with interviewing and stuff. And then maybe next time we talk, CNN will have picked up 5 of your stories or something.
Right. And maybe just life will hit 10K listens because that's on the
Oh my God.
list.
Heck yeah. Manifesting and claiming.
All
All right,
right.
well, This has been a really good, just positive episode. I think
It's been
we're,
great.
yeah, and we again so busy. We're gonna get into a routine schedule so you guys will always have an episode to look forward to instead of just these like random sporadic episodes that we have. But yeah, as usual, it's been a pleasure and
And we
love
have a
you.
tagline
Oh,
that
yes.
Sonia's beautiful brain came up with.
You want to say it?
Yeah, I'll say it. Closing another chapter of Just Life. Stay tuned for more stories, more lessons, and more life.
Yes, more life, more.
Bye.